inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow.
It's spud planting time, and with us on the line for this week's edition of Garden Talk is Master Gardener Ed Bajarski. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Matt, and it is indeed. Potatoes are available in Juneau. Seed, certified seed potatoes, that is what we want to be using, unless folks are saving their own clean seed from the last year's harvest.
So what do you do? Just buy one of these and just plop it in the ground, or is there
some? Oh, sure, that's the easy way, but it's not the cowboy way.
Okay.
Or the gardener's way. So prepping our soil first, hopefully nice, loose, well-drained soil, and lightly fertilizing. They are not heavy feeders, so a good balanced organic fertilizer plus compost plus seaweed and all the other usual suspects is good for the soil and good for the potatoes. So dig a trench. I dig a trench down my garden beds. Usually I've got 4 foot wide boxes, so I usually dig two trenches about 6 or 8 inches deep, scratch the fertilizer in the bottom of the trench, just barely cover it up, and then the pieces, I will, if I've got little potatoes that are, say, the size of a ping pong ball or something that size, which is perfect, I'll plant those whole. If not, and very much of what you may buy in the local stores and such are going to be larger potatoes that hopefully are sprouting, have some, you know, quarter to half inch sprouts on them, those I will cut into pieces that I want to have at least one, possibly two sprouts or eyes on each piece, and space them out in those trenches of mine about a foot to 18 inches apart. And spacing kind of depends on how rich your soil is. If you've got really quite rich soil, then you can put them closer. Or if you want more smaller potatoes versus fewer larger potatoes, you can space them out more.
Okay, and should we be planting them in the same beds that we planted potatoes last year?
No, we do want to be switching, rotating our crops, and that applies to other stuff we're planting too. But with these, yeah, do that in, keep moving things around so we don't build up disease. Scab is the big issue that we primarily have as far as diseases here. There's more issues down south. But and the potatoes that we planted only need to be barely covered. Just cover them up with an inch or two of soil so that sprout is under the surface of the soil. So I've still got a partial trench in my beds, boxes out here, after they're planted, and then as they grow up every 3 inches or so, say about every 2 weeks, we bring in the soil from the sides and recover them, just leaving the tip growing again. So that's called hilling, and that helps stimulate more rooting and more side shoots from which our new potatoes grow.
Okay, and we've got a new feature with our segment this year. We've got a form on our website in which listeners can call in or ask questions, gardening questions, and we've got one question from a listener who wants to remain anonymous. She says, I covered my beds with seaweed I gathered. What should I do with it now? Turn it in? Should I turn soil in the spring anyway? Not sure. What would you say to her?
I'm doing exactly the same thing. I covered mine last fall. Some of the seaweed got buried when I brought it home and I had more time. Some of it was just thrown on top. All of these, though, were covered with clear plastic. So at this point, she can either rake it off and, again, kind of dig a trench down the middle of the bed or box and bury it, or just turn it under. Just turning it under sometimes may look kind of untidy, but the whole thing is that the soil microorganisms and earthworms and all will help further break that stuff down. There's still some nutrients in there that are very beneficial for everything, including potatoes. And should we be lucky enough, it's kind of hard to find this time of year, but it's worth, for planting potatoes at least, even to throw more seaweed on and around them if we can go find some this time of year.
Okay, so the short answer is mix it into the bottom if you can.
Yes, save it, use it, or even throw it into a compost pile. Also works.
Okay, and there are some events coming up this weekend?
There are. Out at the Jensen Olson Arboretum is a Primula Day. The flowering is gorgeous right now, this time of year. It was out there last Sunday, so can highly recommend it. We ask, it's open to the public, of course, it's free, and actually will be guided, Merrill will be guiding a tour about 12:30 to wander around to look at the national collection of primulas, which are out there, And this is really an opportunity for everybody to get out, take a look, see what can grow here. Carpooling is recommended because of limited parking. And there is real concern, and I'm going to ask folks to talk to their assembly people, because the Finance Committee is considering closing and or getting rid of the Arboretum, which is going to be difficult because of the stipulations that the gift came with from Caroline Jensen, who grew it out there. So we're going to be lobbying them, some gardeners around Juneau and anybody else who likes this beautiful location. It is a park. There is a nice trail out there for folks to walk on, and we do not want the city to give it up.
Okay. Ed Bryerski, thanks a lot. We'll talk to you again next week.
All right. Thanks, Matt.
Man is made of dreams and bones. Feel the need to grow my own.